It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. There's a lot of focus on undocumented immigrants in the U.S., but 1.5 million people are in this country legally in a sort of limbo, waiting for citizenship. And they're people with desirable skills who came to the country to work on H-1B visas. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talked with the children of some of these visa holders. Their chances for a top education are in doubt, as is their future. Anisha Amavarati is 13 and studies at Chittick Junior High. Syvicus Nathy is 20 and goes to the University of Illinois and at Chicago. And Shravia Jayam is 17 and goes to Normal Community High School. Charlie Schlenker talks with all three about their future, starting with Shravia.
Me personally, it's education. There's a lot of benefits that I don't get.
Like what?
As to, well, for example, there's a couple of seven-year medical programs that I would like to go to, but I'm not eligible because I don't have a green card. And, I mean, I have the grades and the test scores to go to these colleges, but... No.
So how will you get into college?
I got into college. I can get into most colleges, but the really good colleges like the Ivy Leagues, if I did want to go there and if I did get accepted, I most likely cannot go because of financial aid. That's another issue because I can't fill out the FAFSA without a Social Security number. So, yeah. And we don't get financial aid without filling out the FAFSA.
Sai, you're a little further along in the process. How did you navigate this? You got into a great school. You're studying. You're in your third year. What has been the limiting factor of the green card holdup and the requirement that you take a student foreign visa instead of having a native social security number and access to financial aid?
For me, the problem started also when I was going into college for my admissions. So the process for me was all the colleges I got into many out of Illinois colleges, but a lot of them I couldn't go to because they were too expensive and I could not get financial aid also for those. And so I was to choose a college within Illinois because of the money limit. And right now as I'm further along in the college I am at, the main concerning problem for me is that I have to switch to a student visa as soon as I turn 21, which is this coming October. And when I turn 21 this October, I'm going to have to switch to a student visa. And at that point, I would have to pay the international fees that I get instead of the in-state tuition that I pay now. And this will hinder me. Well, this will make it harder for me to continue higher education also because I can't get student loans either because of this limit.
Even now you can't get student
loans? Even now I can't get student loans.
Will you be able to finish out your education once you turn 21?
I'm hoping so.
It's not a certainty?
I mean, as of now, nothing's certain for me.
Okay. Anisha, when did you come to this country?
I came in 2005 when I was 5 months old.
So you haven't lived any other place for extended periods of time?
No.
Okay. So you're, for all intents and purposes, an American,
yes.
Culturally.
Yeah.
But not by citizenship.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm doing everything else like an American. I go to school with American kids. I do everything else like American kids, but just the fact that I'm not considered American kind of makes me a little sad.
Your dad and mom are here on what kind of visas?
They're on H-1 dependent visas.
Mm-hmm. And are they feeling uncertain about the ability to stay?
Yes, they are, because it'll take almost 70 years to get the green card. Right now.
Was there great concern when the Trump administration was talking about ending the ability of people to stay in this country while a green card was pending if their H-1B visa had expired? Did that surface at the dinner table?
Yeah, a little bit. we usually didn't go that deep into that, like at the dinner table, but usually my parents had those types of conversations. We mostly talked about how all of my education is also going to be affected because I'm an eighth grader right now. So because I'll be a freshman next year, I'll only have 3 more years to apply for colleges. And as he said, I will have the same problems that they're facing.
Shravia, were there concerns and conversations in your family about the H-1B visa exception to the green card waiting ending?
Yeah, a little bit. My parents seemed to be a little concerned at the dinner table. We were mostly concerned about, like, my education, because if my parents had to leave the country and I was still, you know, in college, I would have to live here by myself, and that's not fun.
You are all culturally American. If the immigration situation remains very clouded, how do you feel about the possibility that you would eventually be required to go back to India?
That's a really scary thought, because we've been living here like almost all our lives, and going to India would be like going to a new country because of how acclimated we are to this environment. So, yeah.
Have you been to India?
I have, yeah.
Saib?
Oh, yeah, I have been to India, and that is a very scary thought. It has been in my mind for a very long time, and I have been here since I was third grade, and I am very accustomed to all the U.S. culture. And the fact is, it would be a completely new life if I do go back there, and I'd have to restart pretty much everything I've gained here.
Same with me. I'd have to restart. It's a new country. Well, because I've been here most of my life, it'll be a new country for me, and everything's going to be different. And I will also be in the middle of my education here, and I'll have to start over on my education too, because there everything's different.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with the children of Indian tech workers who are themselves culturally American, who've lived here for years and years, but whose immigration status is clouded because of the long-term deadlock in green cards and in H-1B visas. How much has the situation been a limiting factor in what you are choosing to pursue as an education? Sai, let's start out with you. What are you studying, and what might you have chosen to study otherwise?
I'm studying computer science right now. I'm a third-year student. What I could have chosen, I do not know yet, but computer science basically has been chosen for me because it is one of the easier ways to gain It is one of the easier ways for me to gain what I want in the future, and like, it's just a secure life.
So, with that kind of job, there are going to be jobs here for you that are accessible, even if you are forced to go on an H-1B visa.
Yes, exactly.
What might you have chosen?
I just have not thought of that in general. I mean, any possibility would future would have been anything. If everything was accessible for me, maybe business, maybe medicine, maybe even art.
You didn't even bother, though, with that because you knew the limits.
Yes.
Shravia?
I know that as a kid, I wanted to go into law enforcement, and that's a huge thing because you have to be a U.S. citizen to be a lawyer. You need to be a U.S. citizen to be a police officer or any sort of, you know, law enforcement stuff. And I couldn't go into that because of this huge limitation. My second choice was to, go into medical school, so that's what I'm looking into now.
Can you become a doctor?
Yeah, that's a huge question. Well, we talked to a couple colleges. They accept international students, but there's a couple, like Case Western, for example, that doesn't, accept international students, and that's a great medical college, and that's something I'm missing out on.
Anisha, it's a little unfair at age 13 to ask you about your course of study. You're not supposed to have to decide yet. Do you have ideas?
Well, I want to go into medicine, but I don't know if that's going to be possible in another 5 years from now or 4 years from now, because most of the top-rated colleges probably won't accept my applications.
How many young people like you folks are there in this community, which has had a huge presence from India because of State Farm's contractors for decades now? How much does this get talked about at your school lunch tables, at the movie nights, or hanging out?
At our school lunch table, we talk about it a lot compared to other things. Because, I mean, me and my friends, we do talk a lot about our education and things. So we do talk about Green Card and how we're not going to be able to do most of the things that we want to do in the future.
Who says what?
Well, I want to go into medicine. One of my other friends, she wants to be a lawyer, but she has to change her mind because, as I said earlier, it's going to take about 70 years to get the green card, and if it takes 70 years, she's not going to be able to become a lawyer at all.
Sai?
I mean, I do have a lot of friends that are in the same situation as me. I mean, friends that are my age pretty much too, and it is a big concern. We do talk about it quite a bit, and it just concerns our future. And I have another friend who's also in computer science with me, and he's in the same exact situation. His father's an H-1B visa. He's a dependent. He has to switch to a student visa, and both of us just talk about our possibilities, what we have to do if we switch to student visa, what we're going to do about the money situation. And it's just, I don't know, both of us had our paths chosen in a way also, and it's a common issue with people in our situation.
And let's turn to Shravia.
I have a couple of friends who are in the same boat as me. I know, like, one of my friends, he is the top of our class. He's going to be valedictorian soon. But he won't be able to reap the same benefits as his fellow U.S. citizens, which is kind of unfair because of how well he's doing at school.
How much is this going to limit your lives, do you think, if it's not changed in the next year or so?
Oh, huge amount, definitely.
It's not just going to limit, it's just going to make us... aside from just limiting, it's just going to concern for us for a very long time in our lives, and it's just something that we have to deal with. Aside from just thinking about our future, and it's just more to bear.
Yeah, it's always just going to hang over our heads, and we're going to have to deal with this as adults. Always renewing our visas, just living on the edge, because we're always going to be like fearing. Going back to.
As of now, my dad does a lot of the documentations or whatever it is that's required when it comes to H-1B. But I mean, after I switch to student visa and maybe an H-1 after that, it's just I'm gonna have to do that too. And I mean, it's just more work that has to be put upon yourself.
It's hard enough doing FAFSAs and
paying taxes and in general.
It's hard enough managing the paperwork of ordinary life, let alone huge government bureaucracies. How much of it have you been exposed to? You said your dad has done a lot of it, but surely he's, like any dad, he's preparing you to take it up yourself.
As I have grown older and as of now, I'm doing it with him, and like he's asking me questions and I'm asking him questions, and he's being more straightforward with me on our situation. And he is preparing me, yes, for in case I need to do this too in the future. And he's showing me all the documentation, giving me everything to do also.
How much is it?
It's quite a bit. It's just a lot of papers. You have to just go through a lot of your information. You have to for me especially, I have to bring back records of my, like, even elementary school stuff, go through every grade I even got, and, like, it's just all my background history, everything I've done since maybe third grade.
It sounds like that's a lot of pressure. I mean, normally you throw away grade school grades, elementary school grades, when you get to high school. But you're saying you can't even do that.
No, you have to keep everything.
Yeah.
I haven't personally seen my dad file anything or file any immigration paperwork, but I've seen him do taxes and stuff. And the thing is, we pay the same amount of taxes as any other U.S. citizen, but again, we don't get Social Security benefits and stuff, and that's kind of unfair. So.
Is it withdrawn from paychecks?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen hopeful signs that there will be a shift on immigration reform, on green card reform?
I haven't really heard anything that might make a change yet.
The Trump administration backtracked on the intent to end the policy that allows people who've applied for green cards to stay even if their F-1B visas expire. Do you find that reassuring or not?
I mean, that is reassuring in a way, but it's not secure as it should be.
It's not progress. It's
basically the same thing. I mean, what they did was they were like, oh, we'll take that renewal away from them. Oh, you know what? We'll just give it back to them. So it's the same thing over and over again, and not much progress is being made.
Yeah, it just seems really bleak, especially in the Trump administration. He seems to be anti-immigrant, and that's really worrisome for all of us.
Shravia Jayam is 17 and attends Normal Community High School. Anisha Amavarati is 13, a student at Chittick Junior High. And Sivakas Nathy is 20 and wrapping up at the University of Illinois at Chicago. They all talked with GLT's Charlie Schlenker.